This is KUT. There's a big ticket item on the ballot in Austin this fall, Proposition 1. It's a $1 billion bond package. A little more than half of it is for a light rail line, the other half for road improvements. It would be the biggest single bond in Austin's history and would result in average property taxes going up by hundreds of dollars a year. Supporters of the bond package are touting it as a solution, at least in part, to Austin's traffic problems. But does building more mass transit and expanding roads reduce congestion? KUT's Terrence Henry went looking for answers, and what he found might surprise you.
Claudia Terran is late for class. She's waiting at the corner of 45th and Guadalupe for her bus. She studies media at UT, and the bus is her main way of getting around.
To school, to work. Before school started, it was mostly to work.
Her bus, the one, a local route, is running a little late today, so she's late. But what if she could have known that her bus was late? What if she could look up on her phone where her bus is right now?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about right now, actually. That if it'd be so much nicer if, like, we could tell if the bus was on its way, if it was late or if it was early.
Soon, she'll get her wish. In the coming months, Capital Metro, which operates Austin's transit system, is going to be rolling out some new features. They're not huge, but they could help students like Claudia get to class on time.
By early 2015, system-wide, you'll be able to get online and see when your bus is coming in real time.
That's Capital Metro Vice President of Strategic Planning and Development, Todd Hemmingson.
Which, to me, is a huge benefit, one I personally have been waiting for many years. I mean, this is an overused phrase, but a game changer in terms of making transit easier and more user-friendly.
Yes, I would love that.
That's Casey Claude, also a student at UT. She's in grad school, studying sustainability and regional planning. And she's also at the bus stop this morning, nervously watching the clock.
But I actually am taking the bus today because I normally bike everywhere, but my tire is flat. So, yes, I like the flexibility of having my bike, but the bus is a great, like, second option.
After she gets that bike tire fixed, Claude will soon have more room for it on the bus if she decides to take it.
We're upgrading every bus in our fleet to have bike racks that can hold three bikes instead of two.
Casey Claude approves.
That would be awesome. I think about that a lot, actually, because there's never enough room, and then people just kind of are out of luck, which is not fun.
You know, we can't go to every neighborhood, every community in the region, but what we're seeing is that people that can combine a bike trip with the bus trip can work really well and extend the range of what bus could otherwise do by itself.
While traffic remains terrible, Austinites have more options for moving around the urban core than they did just a year or two ago. There's a wildly successful and expanding bike share program. Transportation network companies like Uber and Lyft that pair riders with drivers in private vehicles. And there's car sharing options like Car2Go and Zipcar.
And we've had questions, are those competition? Our response has been no, they're additive. It's really providing that whole range of alternatives to driving alone that we think is what this region needs.
That is the competition for the bus system. You, driving alone in your car, making traffic worse. And they're hoping to find a way, and the money, in the coming years to take a big step at making transit more attractive than sitting in your car alone.
And our goal on the near term, next several years, is we want to establish a core network of frequent service every 15 minutes or better, similar to Metro Rapid. Frequent service sells. Frequent service makes it a lot easier to ride.
It's called a frequent transit network, and it means that for certain routes, you wouldn't have to wait more than 15 minutes for a bus. Claudia Terran, the UT student at the bus stop, is a fan of that idea.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. Because sometimes it'll get here, like, it'll be standing right next to the bus driver and he'll just take off. And it would be so much nicer that in 15 minutes another one would pass by, you'd be okay.
And before you know it, their bus finally arrives.
Sorry.
Looks like you gotta hop on your bus.
Yes, gotta hop on the bus, thanks.
Terrence Henry, KUT News.